All right, welcome to another edition of Green Legion Radio, live from Chickies and Pete, South Philadelphia. Yeah, it's somber inside, it's somber outside, but we're going to get through this, and we're going to give you some hope, everyone. Sue, how's the volume? Excellent. Bring it down. All right, Tree, bring it down.
There you go.
All right, all right. Everybody, welcome to Chickies and Pete's live again, South Philadelphia. If you're anywhere in the area, make sure you get down here. We got $2.75 Yangling lagers all night. If you haven't tried the Muscles Red, do it and do it now. Yes, we are still holding strong at number 10 professional sports podcast. Diaz, I understand there's a lot of Sabermetrix.
The algorithm is more than just listen. So we need you to subscribe, download, rate, and review. You don't even have to
listen. Hold on. Subscribe, download, rate, and review. That's all I need from you right now.
That's all we need.
All right. All right. Yeah. Please, everybody, subscribe, rate, review, and download the Green Legion Radio Show on iTunes or Google Play. You can also get to us on TuneIn Radio. Well, let's talk about our sponsors real quick. Make sure everybody knows who helps us here. Miller Lite, Stateside Vodka in the beautiful section of Fishtown, Philadelphia. Workhorse Brewing, Bucks County Baseball Company, our good friend JP. If you want any Green Legion gear, go to greenlegionstore.com.
Shop.com.
Greenlegionshop.com, like I said.
Professional podcast.
I'm working on it. Working on it. You'll even be able to get the...
Awesome sauce.
What?
Awesome sauce.
One more time.
Awesome sauce.
Say it with some volume.
Awesome sauce.
Oh, my God. That's not volume.
Hey, you know, we was down in Dallas yelling a lot, so I lost some of my voice.
Oh.
Just some of it.
One more time.
I can't hit the high pitch. Awesome sauce.
There we go. All right. You can get that shirt there. Our good friend Mike McVay over at David Dodge Chrysler Jeep, the Manioc Sport and Social Club, the most social intramural sports leagues in Philadelphia. All the City Fitness Philadelphia locations, Northern Liberties Graduate Hospital, South Philly Fishtown, Logan Square, East Market, our good friends across the bridge at Echelon Health and Fitness, our podcast friends at 4th and John, and Sean Brace at Philly Influencer, and of course, our good friends here at Chickies and Pete's South Philadelphia and all Chickies and Pete's locations worldwide. All right, Big Dog, let's get to it.
Quickly.
Yeah, what happened today in sports history?
Today in sports history, it's actually October the 22nd. It's the 295th day of the year. There's 70 days left. We're actually going to start in 1939 on NBC when it becomes the very first network to televise a football game with the Dodgers and the Eagles. We lost to the Brooklyn Dodgers in football.
Brooklyn Dodgers were a football team?
Yeah, it was for a hot second. It was a bunch of weird teams back in the day.
All right, all right.
And then also what else happened today was the coldest World Series game ever.
Oh.
It was like 38 degrees in Cleveland. And
was that Martin. World Series game five, the first part?
Probably. And today it's the national holiday. Is Smart is Cool Day.
Smart is cool.
Yeah, smart is cool day.
I'm going with Dumb is Dumber Day coming up as well.
But we can't get that dumb.
A couple more shots of Jameson, I would be right there.
That's what I got for you this day in history.
All right.
Keep it short and quick.
All right, we're good. Well, we're rocking through here. We do want to talk just a hair baseball right now because Chris Sack doesn't realize that I just turned up the volume on his microphone and doesn't need Diaz's.
Is it? Okay, then we're good to go.
There you go.
We get Diaz
professional
involved.
Podcast.
I just didn't want to hear you breathing into the microphone. Chris Sackmaster.
Yes, sir.
Give us a little take on the World Series and our, besides Frodo Altuve saving the day, and our good friends down in Washington, D.C. Yeah. I love the Nationals. I don't know if you guys know that. I really, really love the Nationals.
You do. Well, I'm sure the networks aren't exactly excited with a Nationals-Astros matchup. Although, if you look at it from a pitching standpoint, this is probably the best one we've had since the 2001 World Series. I mean, you're going to start out tonight. You're going to have Max Scherzer against Garrett Cole, who's been the best pitcher in baseball since May. Hopefully, he's in Philly's pinstripes next year. And then you have Strasburg versus Verlander in Game 2. And then
that's bet the under.
That's the under.
Pretty much.
I mean, Verlander really has not been solid this postseason. I think he had one good start in the NLDS or the ALDS. But the ALCS, he really struggled against the Yankees, particularly with base runners. And then in Game 3, you're going to have Zach Greinke, who can hit. That's going to have a big factor in that ballpark going up against Patrick Corbin. I say that the Astros are going to win this series in six. They're going to split the first two in Houston, and then they're going to split games three and four. Game five will be won by the Astros, and then they're going to win it in game six with Verlander on the hill.
Rob, two quick things. One, Houston's talent level compared to Washington isn't even the same stratosphere, so that's going four or five. And real quick, do you know who drafted all the good players on Houston? Does anyone know who?
Ed Wade and Mike Arbuckle.
There you go.
But I also
just wanted to put that in there.
But you could say it's going to go four or five, and that the talent level isn't that good. But the Astros really haven't lived up to being that juggernaut in these first two series.
Right.
They beat the second best team in baseball. The first best team in baseball.
Rob, raise your hand.
They beat the Yankees.
Actually, I think, because the Dodgers were, and the Dodgers had 106 wins, and they lost to the Nationals.
In the National League.
I'm sorry, you're not allowed to raise your hand and talk. You wait for me to call on you.
Yes.
Alice.
Yes, sir. What about our managerial search, the Phillies?
Okay, well, as far as the managerial search is concerned, if the Phillies have their druthers, they're going to wind up signing Joe Girardi this week.
Yes.
But from what I'm hearing is Joe Girardi wants the Met job. So if he can't have the Met job, he'll be the Phillies manager. If he takes the Met job, expect Buck Showalter to be the 55th manager in Phillies history.
All right, well, I'd like to share a funny story with everybody. If you are in the house, if you're listening to us live, you will appreciate this. If you download this later, you're going to like it even more. The last trip we ran for a Nationals game was, 2011?
No, I think it was 2012 because it was Cinco de Mayo.
Take back the park campaign. All right, the Nationals would not let us purchase any more tickets through them
when they started the Natitude crap.
Even though we had spent roughly $150,000 with them over the course of three or four years prior to. So on the off chance that you have reps in the group department that are trying to make a name for themselves. This is an email dated Wednesday, August 23rd, 2017. You guys will appreciate this. From John M. from the Washington Nationals. Hi, my name is John with the Washington Nationals. My buddy is a huge Eagles fan, Philly fan. Recommended that I reach out to you because of the trips you've coordinated and vast number of Philly fans that you work with. I saw you coordinated some things for Eagles versus Redskins, blah, blah, blah. The Phillies happened to be in D.C. the same week. This is all after we basically got kicked out of the stadium.
Yep.
All right. Well, I won't go through his continued narrative. Yep. I'll just tell you my response. John, might not be the most professional thing to say, but in all fairness, I don't care. I would not give the Washington Nationals another effing dime after what you did to us 6 years ago. I would assume you weren't around for the Take Back the Park campaign headed off by one Andy Pfeffer, who I believe is selling tires in Alabama now, after I spent over $150,000 with you guys in the previous couple seasons, so wouldn't necessarily apply to you. Nonetheless, the Nationals will never get my business. I wish you continued choking in the playoffs, and thank you for reaching out.
So we don't burn bridges. We bazooka them, then we drop a nuclear bomb, then we flood them. I mean, it's
With these bleeps that he's got going on over there, I didn't know if it was Quimby or Jacina Anderson.
Wow. Anyway.
Flirting with her.
Not everybody. I guess nobody got strange the last night in Dallas, but that's okay, Zach. Everybody, please let me introduce our distinguished panel of guests for this evening on Green Legion Radio, live here at Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia. To my left, producing the show, Rob Valivas. How you doing this evening?
It's fantastic to be here, but I was a little perplexed before.
Anyway, that's enough out of you.
Thank you.
Okay, fine. Got it.
You're a little perplexed about what?
You go to podcast and you look for stats and what to do. You go to Diaz over there.
Well, you haven't offered any help.
I'm the one that tells you about all this stuff, but go ahead.
You tell us about it, and that's it.
That's enough of a Rob emotions for the day.
Sip it over there, Diaz.
Next to him, our guest again this week, we appreciate you taking the time. We've managed to keep you interested enough for the last 7 weeks. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro.
Thank you. It's my Tuesday night, John.
You're not busy right now, right?
Your Tuesday night, John.
I'm just mad still.
Yeah, join the club. We've got jackets.
We understand. All the way at the end, and again, I have to look at him every time. You know him as Michael Diaz. We know him as Shut Up Diaz. Philly Mike.
What's up, y'all? Right. I feel well rested. I was not in Dallas for the weekend, so I still have my voice. I can still go the whole time.
Good. You're fired. Next to him, Number 78 in your program, number one in your hearts, 15-year NFL vet, 10 years with the Philadelphia Eagles, Mr. Hollis Tank Thomas.
The big dog.
Good evening. I lost a little bit of my voice down there yelling at Cowboy fans and they were, you know, Cowboy fans are kind of crazy. They was trying to bait me into taking a picture with them.
I know. We're going to talk about that story in a minute. Okay. This was great. And next to him, Eagles running back and special teams specialist. Can we do that? Can we say special and specialist?
Yes.
All right. Punt returner right now, our new friend, Boston Scott.
Woo! How y'all doing? How y'all doing? Shout out to my guy that brought the microphone down to my height. Appreciate that.
All right. You're already welcome. Anytime you want to come back, Boston.
You play large.
We already know that. All right. Let's talk around the league real fast. We're going to take a quick break. Then we're going to talk Eagles. We're going to get into Boston and everything personal about him, just in case you didn't want to know.
No.
But I want to point out, hey, our former offensive coordinator, Frank Reich, looking pretty good over in Indianapolis right now.
Yeah, he's looking real good. Tremendous.
I think it looks real good.
Yeah.
I think it looks really good.
What's the point?
We're just talking around the league right now. Dave, why don't you bring up whatever you want to bring up?
You started with Frank Reich?
Well, I'm talking Eagles. Okay. Something that's relative to the Eagles. I could keep going in, which I'm going to do. The next is the Maryland Redskins suck.
Okay. We can talk around about the league, but all that matters is the Eagles lost to the Cowboys last week.
It's
crushing. Now you just move on. But the league was an interesting league. I mean, I look at the Patriots, and I'm just amazed at how they just go about their business every game and just crush teams.
Oh, it's like amazing, the Jets, right? The Giants, the Redskins, the Dolphins.
And I look at the Vikings and the Vikings.
Hold on. Yeah, hold on a second.
I know. But
the Buffalo game, they were, they didn't win that until the final 2 minutes.
But the Vikings, the Vikings have turned it up. The Packers are doing it. Seattle lose. I mean, to me, the NFC, right? The Eagles get to the playoffs. It's going to be by winning the division.
Yeah.
You guys agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's the only way. Yeah.
So, it's like
and there's still we'll get into the Eagles. There's still a reasonable chance.
Eagles are 3-4. We got lots of football to go.
Yes, it's a lot of football left.
And understand, when I'm talking around the league, I'm trying to keep everything relative to our team. You know, it was Redskins suck, Giants suck. Just because of our guest, who is from Baton Rouge, I am shocked that Teddy Bridgewater is still lighting it up for the Saints.
Oh, man.
He's making a play for himself to be a starter somewhere else again next year.
Well, you're saying somewhere else. That somewhere else might be New Orleans. I'm not saying that the Saints are going to move on, but Teddy Bridgewater was the reason that we got this, we got Derek Barnett was because the Vikings, thought they were all in with Bridgewater originally.
Right. This is true.
Then he broke his leg nearly fell off.
Yeah. And Hollis can tell us about that.
About the dislocation of his knee?
This is your take on genetics when it comes to football, and it's interesting.
Well, he put on like 20 pounds of muscle, and you're not supposed to do that quickly. And so his body pretty much wasn't ready for it. So that's why nobody touched him. He was just coming from under the center. And he pretty much just dislocated his knee. It was real bad. You remember Eric Sugarman's up there?
Yeah.
He said it was bad. They had the
guy. No. Burkholder's there. Burkholder's there.
Burkholder's in Kansas City.
Minnesota. Who are you talking about?
Eric Sugarman's
I thought you were talking about Patrick Mahomes.
No, we're talking about the dislocation.
Bridgewater.
Bridgewater.
I was paying attention. I just got news.
Bridgewater, 4 years ago, he put on like 20 pounds of muscle.
Okay,
and when you do that, your body's really not ready for that. You're not built like that.
Got it.
So
the lesson here is don't put on muscle.
No, the thing is don't put on that much. Don't put on that.
Quimby, you're in the clear.
Don't put on that much muscle because your body can't take it.
It's like Zion. That's
the repetition of the repetition it takes to get there. You mess with the joints over and over and over again, and you pretty much just wear them out.
Dr. Hollis Thomas.
Well, no. It's,
you didn't know that, did you?
No, I didn't.
Not only that, but he's Dr. Phil in the offseason.
Oh, yeah. He's just the love master.
Yes, I am.
I wish that was the voice that you lost.
Well, the creepy voice?
Yeah, the creepy voice.
No.
Hollis, real quick, before we take our first break, you should tell the story about being at a joint Eagles-Cowboys tailgate and Cowboys fans trying like hell to goat you into a photo.
I was taking pictures with all the Eagles fans, all my Eagle brethren. And so then some guy from the Cowboys come up and was like, I'm a Cowboy fan, but I like you. I was like, so you're not an Eagles fan? was like, I'm not taking a picture with you. So as I was trying to get in my lift, a bunch of Cowboy fans was standing behind me. And was trying to get, just trying to get them behind me, take pictures. Like, okay, take it now. He's looking, take it now. Okay, I was like, and I pretty much was running from a Cowboys fan like I was a rock star.
Cowboys fans are tank fans too, you know.
But, well, go ahead, James, give them what they want.
No, they can't have it. They're Cowboys fans.
Hollis, you were running?
Yes.
Yes. We have a video of that? That's breaking news. Breaking news.
You can see. Dave, I can beat you running.
Oh, my God.
Wait, that was going to be my next one. You think you can beat me in a race?
Hell no. I saw you ride your bike up here. No. Right,
well, you know what? Since we haven't gotten in much contact, let's skip that first break and let's go right on to the game.
Let's talk Eagles.
Yes,
right?
Let's do that.
Dave, real quick, let's get a recap on injuries and what you know right now.
I think Ronald Darby, who dressed against the Cowboys, did not play. I think he'll be ready to go. That would be a great addition to the defense. Nigel Bradham said today that he's hopeful of going against the Bills. Sure. And so the Eagles have two new defensive tackles.
Yes.
Young guys that they're going to bring in and let him go. Huggins and who's the other? And Rush, Anthony Rush.
Rush, yeah, big dog.
I don't expect Deshaun back again this week. And Jason Peters, I don't think he'll play this week. I don't think Darren Sproles will play this week. But no worries there. We got Boston. Let me think, who else? Who else is out?
Rob, you had a question
Jernigan
about an injury?
Out?
Jernigan.
No, he's not playing.
Just one question, okay? I know Deshaun's hurt.
Yep.
Why can we not get the specific injury, and why is it like top secret information? Why can't they just say, listen, this is what the injury is. Why can't we just get that?
Well, I mean, I think it's a – I don't think there's a specific name of it. It's fine. I don't know if they know if it's a sports hernia.
Okay.
All they know is that it's an abdominal injury.
So they
and I think it's really difficult. I don't know, Boston, you ever have one of those things? So I don't know.
For everybody that wanted to hear that response, it was no.
I don't know about that.
He has a core injury, right?
It's a core injury.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't really know if there's like a specific injury other than I don't know when he's coming back. I don't know if he's coming back. I don't know if he's playing at all this year.
Well,
I have no idea.
Dave, you've been straight up the last few weeks. You've asked the same question over and over, and I think what a lot of people are worried, concerned with, it's an abdominal issue. It's not an official hernia. But, you know, it takes, 6-7 weeks if there was surgery, and now we're in week 8, and I think a lot of people are like, shouldn't he have just...
But he didn't, so...
Yeah, so...
That was his choice.
No, but
that was his choice, okay.
But with the surgery, it would take longer because you're cutting the human flesh.
No, I understand.
You're cutting the abdominal wall.
Yeah, it's not a fun thing, and it's not good for any athlete.
Okay, I'm not.
We're in week 8 now.
I don't know the deal, but I don't think it's like I don't think anybody knows when he's coming back. I don't know if anybody knows if he's coming back. I don't know.
Okay, well, let's start up with
on a day, by the way, when Emmanuel Sanders got traded and Mohamed Sanu got traded. I mean, they got traded for a big price.
And let's not go into Ramsey. It's not even worth it.
I mean, look, it's fine. You guys talk all you want about it. The Eagles decided not to make a deal.
I wouldn't mortgage the future for him.
It's too much.
Especially when he's on rent for a year.
Yeah. We need to be Boston. Can you go out wide? Can you line up out wide? We need some speed out on the inside. Yeah,
I can do whatever you need.
Do you know all the routes? Do they teach you every route that the wide receivers run?
During OTAs, we did a lot of work, but. I mean, I can learn, honestly. I mean, it's not that big of a deal, so.
Okay. Just run.
I think they usually focus on certain packages for you, right?
Right.
Yeah. All right. Put a linebacker on him, he just flies right past him.
And by the way, when the Eagles do get Boston into the pass game, you'll see a dynamic player in the open field.
We are looking forward to that.
I'm hopeful that the Eagles get Boston more involved, because when I watch him play, I see the quickness, I see the burst, I see the energy, I see the power.
Yep.
I know the Eagles are really high on him, so I'm hopefully this week they can sustain some drives, get the offense moving, and get into it a little bit deeper into the playbook.
Boston, I don't know if you're aware of this. I apparently have a man crush on Nate Gary.
Uh-oh.
All right. Hollis Thomas has a man crush on you.
It's my guy.
He has been talking you up since
we got you.
Since we got you.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're talking up today. It's when you see somebody that can play. I just want to see you get the opportunity to play. And it's if you learn anything from me, when you get out there, you've been doing it already. Seize the second.
No doubt.
Seize the second. That's all you got
to
do.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to doing.
So let's talk about the Dallas game real quick.
real quick.
And it's not going to be real quick, but we're talking about it anyway. I'm not going to say, but it seemed like another horrible call against us to start off a Cowboys game in Dallas. Hollis, go.
Yes, it was. It was a horrible call. Looking at the replay over and over again, there was no incidental foot tangle.
With Alshon's pass interference.
Yeah, well, it was
normally unbelievable.
It was a grab and a push.
Yeah, it was two penalties.
Yeah, it was two. It was legal contact and pass interference because he grabbed him first and then he pushed him.
And so it was just amazing that was like, don't call the penalty. And what was it, the next play?
Yeah.
Was the fumble by Dallas.
Yeah.
And then you just, and look, that game, everybody is so disappointed.
You might want to say Goddard and not confuse everybody.
Yeah, by Dallas Goddard.
To
come out and turn the ball over twice right away, 14-0 hole. I mean, as Doug Peterson said, and everybody, it was an embarrassing game for the Philadelphia Eagles. And the best thing that we can all do is just move on from it. But it was no doubt an embarrassing moment for this football team. Yeah.
I do have a fundamental question here. And Boston, you might be able to answer this better than anybody. Dave is going to, I'm sure, help with this.
Spin it.
You are going to spin it well. After watching this game, all right, the Minnesota game, I understand. All right. That team was amped up to play us. They had reasons to. I think this team played completely flat. They looked uninspired. There's no way to spin it. All right. Ertz, Zach, who is the man, period. There is no discounting that at this point. There's no arguing the point. He looked flat.
So I think what they did, the Cowboys did something good there. They usually have been playing Zach in man coverage. Mm-hmm. I think they played a lot of zone in this game.
Right.
And
were they doubling him up? Irrelevant at that point.
No, I don't think, I don't think Carson Wentz had a lot of time. I don't think Carson Wentz, when he had time, played that well. I mean, it was just one of those games where when you start in a 14-0 hole, everybody just stunk.
Everybody played
a bad game.
Did you talk about Jason Peters in the injury report?
Yeah, he's not coming back yet. When? He's still weeks away.
Weeks.
Yeah.
All right. What do we think about Dillard at this point?
Dillard, it was okay. I mean, he
settled down.
It was his first. The thing about Dillard is, technically, like, he's got the feed. He's going to be there athletically. He's just going to be tested physically with power. And so, can he hold up to the power of a bull rush? And Robert Quinn went out a little early in the game. He's really more of a speed rush guy. Mm-hmm. But I mean, Dillard was okay, but not great.
Hollis.
Well, I did like the. Our offensive line and interior play, I feel like we was mashing them. But to counterpart that, when Fletcher was not in the game, we were getting blasted on our defensive line was getting manhandled in the interior.
Well, Zeke's going to do that to you too.
Well, no, but
their line did.
Their offensive line, because they were able to easily get up to our linebackers, and that's not supposed to happen.
I mean, look, this is the reality is the Eagles are a 3-4 team. Jim Schwartz says it, how they play defense. They played like a 3-4 team.
Yeah.
So go out and beat the Buffalo Bills and let's
– We're going to get to that.
Our guy, Akeem Spence, he played 52 snaps, didn't play well, and he's gone. That's the way this business is. If you do not perform, you're going to lose your job.
The nature of the beast.
Yeah.
DS.
When we watch a game like that, when you play in the game like that, a lot of times is the focus is on the defense, but – there was a lot of investment on the offensive side, and it just seems that every week we keep saying, man, if we had DeSean, this would be a different offense.
I want to know why, with the receiver core that is almost identical to last year, why the passing game looks irrelevant.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's my question.
Well, here it is.
We didn't have DeSean last year. We didn't have Torrey Smith lighting it up on a deep route. All right, well, we had our three of our first four, our top four receivers were Jeffrey, Aguilar, and Hollins.
I would say
that was what they were lined up at the beginning of the season. And now it's as if DeSean is the only way that this offense is going to get better from a passing standpoint, and I don't understand that.
There's a lot of overlapping skills and overlapping, games. We didn't have a speed guy. And last year, it wasn't like this offense was like humming along.
We didn't need a speed guy last year, and we made it to New Orleans.
I would just say this. Other than the Dallas game, the offense has been pretty good.
Pretty decent.
Okay. So let's see how it goes against a very good Buffalo defense before we panic about the offense. But no doubt, bad game on Sunday night, embarrassing moment for the Philadelphia Eagles. Everybody comes into work today, bummed out, but you move on. Okay, Malcolm Jenkins talked to him today. He had a great line. He goes, we were you know, wrecked about it on Sunday night, wrecked about it on Monday morning, felt terrible on Monday afternoon. But by the time you come back to work on Tuesday, you've got to put it behind you.
Out of your system.
I got you.
And so, I mean, look, the fans don't. The fans are still fuming. I get that. I don't have an explanation. We're all looking for answers.
Well, we're not going to get the answers.
We're not going to figure it out.
We're
right
not
going
to figure it out until we start seeing more games and what they're doing. Rob, what do you have to say?
I don't think it's the skilled players. The offensive line has not played to their capability. This is supposed to be the best offensive line in the league. They haven't played to their capability. If they give some time to Carson, maybe the receivers can get open more.
Hollis.
Yeah, right. He holds the ball too long. The other team is playing. You can sit there with me and watch. In the defensive line room, you have 1.3 seconds to get rid of the ball. He's had a lot more than that.
Well, we've been on for a little bit longer than we normally are. Chickies and Pete, South Philadelphia, live with Green Legion Radio. Do not forget they are proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles and the official caterer of the Philadelphia Eagles Touchdown Club at the Link. If I can figure out how to play music here real fast, we're going to take a quick break. By all means, everybody, get up here. Take your pictures with Hollis. Take your pictures with Boston Scott. Get your autographs. We'll be back with Green Legion Radio right after that. All right, back on Green Legion Radio, live from Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia. Hey, guys, don't forget, Chickies and Pete's has an amazing Philadelphia offering during football season. $8 gets you a collectible glass. This month is Jason Peters. That comes with a domestic fill and then $2 refills after that. We're going to have a special segment now. You guys that have been here for a few weeks know.
What segment is that?
It's the segment, Let's Get to Know Boston.
Oh, yeah.
Now, first of all, we're going to talk about this for a second because if you guys weren't so damn cool, the fact that we have a Dallas and a Boston.
And we like them both.
Eagles team, it's confusing. B-Mac, I don't know. B-Scott, we got to come up with something. B-Scott. All right, let's talk about Boston here. 24 years old from Baton Rouge.
Yep.
5'7", 203 pounds, built like a brick house.
5'7", really?
Yeah, man.
Is that NBA measuring they do now?
You didn't catch that when he said, I appreciate the guy that came down and brought the microphone down to my height?
But you see how he's condescending.
Yeah, man. It's all good. I'm used to it. I've been through it. It's all good.
Sixth-round pick by the Saints out of Louisiana Tech.
Yep.
The 201st overall pick. Let's talk about high school real quick.
Let's talk about it.
Besides the fact that you were putting up numbers that nobody could understand, you were also a high school state champion in weightlifting.
Mm-hmm. Powerlifting, right?
Nope.
It was weightlifting.
Olympic weightlifting.
It's different. Hold on a second. That's as opposed to sports podcast, professional sports podcast. Number 10 on iTunes, worldwide.
What's the difference between Olympic lifting and powerlifting or whatever?
So, powerlifting, the main lifts are like squat, deadlift, bench, and then with Olympic weightlifting, you have clean and jerk, and then you have the power snatch. So,
Hollis knows about powerlifting and jerk.
Yes, I'm a jerk, and I powerlift.
That's right.
I squat 7.
So, what kind of weight were you putting up there, like in those two? And I like to compare your size and Hollis's size back, before you trained.
Yeah, I mean,
be careful because Hollis is hungry. He might eat you before you.
No. I'm curious because you're such a solid, physical guy. How much could you put up?
Right. So I had a dream, to go and play in the NFL for a long time, and I knew with my size, I was gonna have to make sure that I excelled in all the other areas, So working out in the weight room is something that I took pride in, and so I had to go in there and I had to grind. And Kurt Hester at Louisiana Tech is one of the guys that's really worked with me, and Robbie Yellett at Zachary High School. And so, I ended up getting my bench press up to 425, my squat up to 625.
I like the squat.
And my power clean, I think he stopped me at 365, something like that.
And then Hollis, compare those numbers. What numbers do you remember what numbers?
Hollis picks up 365 pounds every day and gets out of bed.
Because I'm a man and I win. And so, but my max bench was 600.
600?
And my max squat was 790. I still can do 550.
Do you believe him?
Yeah.
Actually, I'll do it.
All right. What? All right, hold on. You understand I'm trying to goad him into something, right?
Trying to goad me into what you want to come see me?
No, I just want you to
say I'm a man.
I just want you to say you're a man again.
I'm a man, and I win.
Hey, real quick, I don't think we got to this before the segment was out. Pops, you in the audience?
Pops.
I want to get to know Boston more.
Turn on the microphone, baby. There it is.
There you go.
Professional podcast. That's right. Professional live stream.
Is it working?
Is it working?
Oh, that's crazy.
All right, we'll talk about that in a second.
More Boston.
So Boston and I got to know each other last week a little bit. Mm-hmm. And he had it. Now, imagine you grow up an Eagles fan, and all of a sudden the Philadelphia Eagles call you and say, we've drafted you. And that's what happened to you, right?
You're an Eagles fan.
Grew up a Saints fan.
Oh, Saints fan.
Yeah. And don't give him any grief about that. He's from Louisiana.
Yeah. I love Saints fans. They're the best. They really are. No, really. We go down there all the time.
What was the feeling like? How'd you celebrate? Tell me about the whole experience.
Yeah, man. So it was my birthday weekend. My birthday was on April 27th. So the day after that, we all went out to eat with my family and my friends. Went to a little hibachi joint. And we waited all day. And didn't get a call. But then whenever I left, because my projection was like, you know, seventh free agent maybe, right. You know, right. So me and Kurtz were just talking about, you know, if I get my shot, make the most of it, blah, 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 this and that. So I ended up leaving the spot after my party, and I'm in the car, and I get a call, and it's like a 504 number. I'm like, what round is this? Hold on. I'm like, is this family or something? Long lost aunt that's calling me out of nowhere.
Somebody playing a trick on you.
Yeah, I was like, what round is it? They're like, six. And I'm like, oh, snap. Okay. So I pick up the phone, and it's Sean P. So, yeah, man. Wow.
Awesome.
That's awesome. Wow, man. So you're wearing this Dreamville shirt.
Yeah.
Well, where's Dreamville, and how do I get there?
It's J. Cole, man.
Okay. I've already been to Nightmareville.
Yeah. You're back. That's where you lost your voice, right?
I lost my voice in lost my voice, and I was in a tornado.
Two tornadoes.
And then the other part of the cool Boston Scott story is he obviously grows up loving Darren Sproles, who played with the Saints, similar physical attributes.
Yeah.
Eagles signed Boston off of the New Orleans Saints practice squad. He comes to Philadelphia and walks into the locker room and becomes...
And starts returning punts.
Becomes close with Darren Sproles. Like, that has to, like, you met one of your heroes, right?
It's crazy, man. Yeah, man. You know, the first time I saw him was out in San Diego. I went out there with Drew Brees, Michael Thomas, and a few other guys, and Darren Sproles was there, and that was one of the first times that I met him. And ever since then, man, we stayed in contact with each other, and, you know, we would talk here and there. You know, I just learned as much as I could from him when I was in San Diego, and then it's just the way that things happen, man. I saw him whenever the Saints played Philadelphia, and I was on the Saints at the time, practice squad, and then after that, later on in the year, they ended up picking me up or whatnot, and ever since then, man, we've been cool. You know, I've been soaking up as much wisdom as I can. I mean, he's a true pro, man, and his habits, the way he approaches the game, the way he approaches every single day, he attacks it, man. That's why he's one of the best ever.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
Hall of Famer.
You guys
man.
Say so?
He should be.
100%. I think so, yeah.
He'll get in there.
I had a quick question.
It won't be first ballot, but he'll get it.
Yeah. I got a quick question. Who's taller, you or him?
Wow. I don't know. I got a picture, but I don't know.
In the picture, are you taller in the picture?
It looks like it.
I was going to say, he doesn't talk bad about his hero.
He's only 5'6". Darren's only 5'6". You're 5'7". You tower over him.
Boston, I'm not going to lie. It's not easy for white guys, but you could just keep growing that hair up.
Yeah.
Automatically. No doubt.
I'm keeping the hair, though.
So what's that like when you meet someone like that that you idolize going up? And you got to be professional and all that stuff. But still, you got to walk in there and be like, is this real life?
No doubt.
Is this real?
Yeah, I'm glad I got to San Diego and got to hang out with them. Because, I mean, like the first time I saw Drew Brees, I swore that he was floating or something. It was crazy. Like, I was like,
oh, he's real human.
Is this really him? Yeah, but it's cool to see him, man. You know, I got all that out of my system. You know, like I said, I grew up a Saints fan, so seeing him was just incredible, man. So from there, you know, we in the same business, we're teammates now. So
when we found out that you were going to be the guest on the show, you know, we know you from the field, but don't know a whole lot of your background. I was reading up on this. Now, you had this strange kind of pregame ritual kind of thing that you used to do.
Don't worry, we won't go more personal than that.
What's your pregame ritual?
No, what he used to do is...
So in high school, I punted. And it was mainly rugby style, but, you know, I could punt a little bit. And so whenever I was on the practice squad and whatnot, I'd go through, you know, working with Deuce and catching and everything like that. But then after that, I would just start punting. It started back with the Saints.
Right,
know,
yeah,
just,
that's right.
Just for fun, you know. And I started hitting them, you know, pretty good. You know, I'm pretty inconsistent, but you know.
But are you friends with our Green Legion radio guest Kamu?
Yeah, no doubt. Oh yeah, yeah. I saw him in the Dallas. Yeah,
my man can kick too.
Right.
Wait. So are you now? Are you the backup punter? I mean, if Jake went down after Cam went down, would you be the third string punter?
I'm the backup.
Emergency. Yeah. Emergency.
Yeah, I'm the backup.
Now, my pregame ritual was bacon and eggs and biscuits. It was delicious. I had to have it every game.
Your pregame ritual is sampling the local fare. We got you.
Sampling local wares.
Boston.
Yeah.
Question we ask everybody on the show.
Mm-hmm.
When you're not playing football, when you're not going through a ritual,
yeah,
when you're not being a student of the game, mm-hmm, what's your favorite thing to do?
See, I got a lot of things I like to do. You know, I got a lot of musicians in my family. Okay. So, you know, in high school, I was a band nerd. I'm not gonna
lie. You?
Yeah, yeah. I was in the
you
band.
You look like it.
I was. Yeah, I was
said
in the
no
band,
one ever.
Man. I was in the band. I was in the jazz band.
What instrument?
Know. I played trombone, baritone,
and I taught myself. He's from Louisiana. So.
Yeah, man, you gotta have a little music in you.
Hey, there,
yeah,
if yeah, you're from Louisiana and you don't have a little second line in you, yeah, there's
you're
nothing.
Out. You're not from Louisiana.
No,
you're not from there.
Thank you.
But I learned a few instruments. You know, I like playing video games. I'm not gonna lie.
What's your specialty?
What you mean, like
special video game?
Oh,
my favorite video game
Super
line,
Smash
by the way,
Brothers, man. I'm not going to lie, in that locker room, we playing Super Smash, like,
yeah.
In between meetings and stuff like that, yeah, we'll play. We'll
Avengers play. Endgame when they're getting Thor back in.
Yeah.
And all he's doing is playing video games. Thor, that kid's back in here giving me grief again. If you don't shut up, I'm going to go in that basement in your mother's house and give you. I love that. I love that. Let's see, what else should we know about you?
I don't know. What are you?
I want to know about it being in the NFL. You've played two games with the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think you've done? Where's his career going? What's your role going to be here? How do you think it's going to develop?
Well, I know for a fact it's only going to go up from here. But, you know, I think there's always something that, you know, I can do better. You know, I do a lot of going back and looking at film and, you know, critiquing myself. I feel like I'm my toughest critic. You know, I can be really hard on myself. But overall, I think I've done well so far with the opportunities that I've been given, and I look to, you know, build on that and
right,
just continue to get
the,
better.
The punt return you had the other night, it was such a nice punt return.
We talked about this.
The holding call.
We found out the Boston Scott
the
burst
call
of speed.
Yeah, you want to do better, Boston. You tell your teammates no blocks in the back.
Hey, Dave.
And you didn't need it.
Hey, Dave, on that really wasn't a block in the back.
I know.
I rebounded like three times. And he never even touched the guy. He put his hands up.
Man.
As soon as he put his hands up, he looked guilty.
And I say, man, shout out to my dude Rudy Ford, man. He's one of the best jammers. I feel like out there in the league right now.
And he's
now,
a great
man.
Gunner too.
You know what I'm saying? So I have full confidence in those guys, and I know that we're gonna have another opportunity to do it. So you know, we just got to stay together, man.
Pop
That's
one.
The biggest thing. Yeah.
Pop one.
All right. What
there
else?
You go. There we go.
Anybody has anything else?
I got a prediction. We got a prediction here this Sunday. We're going to be kind of
prediction.
Prediction. Well, no. Just because we got Boston on, I predict a return TD running towards us. I don't know where we're going
to
be sitting.
I would love to tell you our seats right now.
Yeah, we never
disclose,
but we are kind of in the lower when we really are. You'll hear us and you'll see us.
Yes.
Give you a wave. So when you come in and you run, you look up and you wave at us.
Is Buffalo a tough ticket to get for Eagles fans?
It is now. We've been sold out for 3 weeks.
Yep.
How many fans are you taking up there?
We have 472 right now.
So they organize.
We'll get
fans
to 600.
Yeah,
we'll be flirting.
Is that right?
I might be stuck at the Buffalo Wing place though.
Yeah.
the birth of the Buffalo.
What was there a heavy demand from Buffalo to get tickets? Was it hard to get them from Buffalo?
I have no idea. Well, we got them from the Bills originally.
Okay.
And now ticket price. Well. Buffalo, for some reason, and we're going to talk about this in a second. We only have a couple more minutes with Boston, so we're going to concentrate on that. But I have a major concern, not just the fact that the Bills are, you know, playing with a Super Bowl caliber defense right now. I'm the biggest element that scares me about the Buffalo game is Sean McVay playing against his former
Sean McDermott.
Sean McDermott playing against his former team.
You don't think? That was years ago.
Yeah,
and he was before this offense.
Yeah,
he was before this crew.
And he was a defense coordinator with Carolina. We played them also.
So they run Jim Johnson's defense, right? Which is like show the illusion of pressure. They bring pressure.
He tries to.
Yeah, they'll try to throw a lot of things at Carson in the offense. Have you now on a Tuesday, Boston? How much do you actually know about the Buffalo Bills? Have you studied them a lot to this point?
Yeah. So whenever we go through meetings and stuff, we do like a little introduction, and we'll go over personnel. We'll go over what they give us from a base standpoint, and kind of what our ideas are going into the week. But I've gone through on film, and I've looked at them a little bit. They're a good defense.
And then I've got one question that I know everybody wants to ask, but you just don't have the balls to do it.
Uh-oh.
How much
be careful.
How much do you get paid as a practice squad player? I know it's a standard rate. Is it like $8,000 a week?
A little bit more than that. A little bit more than that.
So when you go from practice squad to roster, big jump, right?
It's a big jump.
Big jump.
Giant jump.
So when you saw that check for the first... Now, you were on the active roster last year, but like is it like life-changing kind of...
I mean, yeah, it's a lot of money, you know what I'm saying? But I just, you know, stash it.
What do you do with it?
Stash it, you know what I'm saying?
What have you spent money on since you've been in the NFL? What's the biggest thing you spend money on in the NFL?
Well, I never had a car in high school, college. You know, I actually, I didn't have a car. So I ended up buying my first car. And that was pretty much my
I'll tell you what, you guarantee us a victory on Sunday. Mine's outside. You'll like it.
Yeah, but Boston drives a Volkswagen. It's not like it's a he ain't spending like
I got the rental up here.
Rob, you had something.
No, I want to hold him to that. I hold you to that. You give him your car. His car
for a week.
I like that.
Oh, for a week.
2 weeks.
You got
him 2 weeks. 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
You guarantee a victory, I'll give you my car for 2 weeks.
He said 3 weeks.
We don't need 4 weeks
in return.
Give me a month.
Hold on, I don't give a
shit. He said give him a month.
Hold on, wait. What kind of car you got?
It's all right, man.
Maserati.
Why do you got to bring that up?
You brought it there.
It's a Maserati, a blue.
He does?
Maserati. Take it there.
He drives like an Indy car.
He got Maserati?
4 weeks.
In case now, thank you, we're going to lose Green Legion clients because they think I'm making too much money off of them.
Someone's going to meet me in the parking lot after the show.
I've got a Hyundai Sonata.
Dave.
With 198,000 miles on it.
Dave, damn. You are sexy in that car.
Is that why you ride the bike sometimes?
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know with being frugal.
If I don't have to start it, then that's a good day.
Oh, dear Lord.
Hey, I think we have a couple questions in the audience. It's not necessarily just for Boston, but it's a show in general.
Do it.
Pops.
What you got for us?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Are you there?
Yes.
All right, what do we got, Pops?
All right, here we go.
Yeah, hi, guys. I want to preface this question by saying I'm up here visiting from D.C.
Hey, okay. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is John.
Hey, John.
And unlike the Redskins seem to be able to do, how do the Eagles, after a crushing loss like that on Sunday night, keep the morale in the locker room?
Go ahead, Boston.
Well, I mean, you know, how we approach every week is the same, man. We're going to bring that same intensity. We're going to bring that same energy every single week, man. And we know that the sense of urgency has to be increased, you know, and we have to make sure that we pay attention to the details and the little things, man. Starting fast is really important, so we're going to do the best that we can to do that during the week, this week. So it's just, you know, no pointing the finger. There's been none of that in the locker room. You know, these guys, we're all close, man. We're all close. We're going to continue to be close. We're going to lift each other up. And we're gonna get this thing turned around, man. It's early in the season. We still got 9 games left, and there's a lot of football left to be played. So I'm not worried about it at all. You know, we got the underdog mentality, and we're just going to work. We're going to grind.
Boston, I have a question for you, and it's an excellent segue. Thanks for your question, brother. Besides Malcolm Jenkins, who in the locker room is the leader? I'm thinking, you know, Brandon Graham's obviously a big voice. Huh? Who else?
I mean, I think we have a lot of leaders, man. You can lead in different ways. You know, it's not always just vocally. You know, we have a lot of guys that lead by example. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Who are the vocal leaders?
I would say Malcolm will speak up. Brandon will speak up. Carson will speak up.
Carson's starting to step into that role.
Yeah, man. I think Carson's a great leader.
All right, good.
Carson's a great leader, man. Those are just some of the names, man. But we have got Zach will speak up. Deshaun will speak up. Brandon Brooks. I mean, we got leaders on the team, man, you know.
Dave.
Yeah, one quickie, you know, to answer that question also, I get that question a lot. How do you keep your morale up? I've always found that Hollis and Boston can answer this better than I. These guys are in the NFL. You do not ever, ever walk around with your head down, or else you lose your job.
Right,
I mean,
right.
you like, if you're 0-5, you're still, you're one of 1,600 players in the world who are playing in the NFL. You're thrilled. You're happy. This is what your dream come true. Every day, you are psyched to be in the NFL.
Well, with John, though, coming from D.C., maybe that's exactly what the players are trying to do. I mean, it's easy to keep morale up when Daniel Snyder is nowhere in the vicinity.
Right, you know? Right. We're talking about the Maryland Redskins, yeah. Right? No, Chesapeake Regional.
He said he hit it right on the nose.
Yeah. We know that charade.
Were you ever bummed out in one day of your life in the NFL, Hollis? Like, you were like... Other than being disappointed that
you had a fly coach,
if I had a fly coach, no. But this is one of those things, and I talked to Dave about this earlier. We had the same scenario in 2003.
Going to Buffalo.
Going to Buffalo. We were like 1-2 or 1-3, and we were on a slide, and everybody was down on us, and we had a come to Jesus moment actually in the airplane on the way to Buffalo. Hopefully, you guys don't experience the same thing.
Literally,
the plane dropped like 3,000 feet. And everybody got to praying and stuff, and so we end up going up there and coming together as a team for the first time and putting a good game together, and things just roll from there. So it's one of those things where this should be one of those moments as a team you guys come together.
All right, we hear you. Hey, Green Legion Radio live from Chickies and Pete's, Boston Scott. We appreciate you coming out, sir. We know you have a lot going on this week. You gotta get prepped for this upcoming game. Everybody in the house, make sure if you haven't come up and gotten your photo or gotten your autograph from Boston or from Dave or from Hollis, you do so. Don't forget as well, Chickies and Pete's Monday nights at Chickies and Pete's during football. All you can eat, Chickies wings and world famous crab fries. Everybody, we are going to come back for one final segment. We're going to talk about the Buffalo game. We're going to say goodbye to Boston Scott. Again, brother, we appreciate you coming in. Make sure you get your autographs.
Appreciate you.
All right, man. We look forward to having you on the show again at some other point in time. We'll be back on Green Legion Radio right after this. All right, Green Legion Radio live from Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia, for our final segment. Once again, you guys, make sure you come down to Chickies and Pete's whenever you have a chance. Diaz, get up.
See ya.
What? I'm letting Rexy have that spot.
Rexy,
you were
Rexy,
too busy.
We're partners on this Jimmy John.
Right? Not anymore. Chickies is now featuring a delicious Beyond Burger with Beyond Meat.
What?
Yeah, I'm just letting everybody know.
Is that Questlove?
Hey, listen. This is what we have down at Chickies and Pete's. For you vegans, for you people that don't want meat, get your ass down here. We got you covered. All right, last segment, guys. Let's talk about Buffalo. We're only going to spend about 7 or 8 minutes on this, and we're going to get out of here. All right. What I know about Buffalo, what I've seen so far, one game that I was able to watch almost the entire game was the Patriots-Bills game.
Right.
And they put the Patriots on their back, or, you know, on their
yeah, I watched, Hines, I watched them this week against the Dolphins, and they didn't look as good. Maybe right. they weren't as sharp, but they're really good on defense. They've got Ed Oliver, their first-round draft pick, ninth overall. At defensive tackle, they've got Edmonds at middle linebacker. They've got Tre'Davious White at cornerback, who's excellent. So they play a good scheme. They're solid defense. But Miami picked them apart a little bit. I was surprised to see. So
they picked them apart for 14 points, and then they got ransacked.
Yeah, but I mean, for Miami scoring 14 points, that's like a landslide. But the Eagles are going to have to work for their points, man. It's been tough sledding. It's going to be a tough one on Sunday.
This could be a good one for the defense, too, because Josh Allen,
not so much.
He puts it on the ground. But, he throws it all over the place.
Yeah.
But I'd love to see Sean McDermott complain again when Josh Allen decides to not slide.
Gets another good hit. You know, the weird thing is I think it's also a good test for our defense as far as, like, they have some good skill position guys. Especially like the receivers.
Yeah, John Brown. John Brown's really fast.
He's
fast,
burned us a lot in the past, too.
Yes.
So yeah, I was at that Arizona game.
Oh, God.
But it should be a quality test for us.
You guys know it's going to be cold and wet.
Professional.
Sorry.
Professional podcast.
If I was going something else, I wouldn't have said cold.
Are we talking about a night at Quimby's or Buffalo?
No.
It's going to be
and Chris is no longer invited back on the show.
Hopefully the birds are practicing outside in this mess, because that's what it's going to be like on Sunday.
It is. It's going to be cold and wet. For anybody out there, that has not decided what they're going to do pregame because we have nothing else. But we do have our tailgate at Danny South, which is 0.3 miles from the stadium, not controlled by the Buffalo Bills.
Explain what that means, because a lot of people don't understand what that means.
That means, like every other New York bull
crap.
Thank you. Organization.
Right. Alcohol by
Danny South lot opens at 7 a.m., where everybody else opens up at 9 a.m. And if you want to tell me that you're a Giants fan, Jets fan, or Buffalo Bills fan, and you tailgate better than everybody, you are full of
crap.
Thank you, because you can't get started until 9 o'clock. If you're doing it right, that means your food's not ready until 9:45. Sorry. Danny South does do it right.
Yeah.
We have an amazing menu, including beef on a Kimmel, which is basically roast beef.
Weck.
Oh.
Delicious.
It's beef on a weck.
It's weck.
Beef on a weck, which is a pretzel roll with roast beef loaded. Oh, it's delicious.
We're going to get
We
so
went up
fat
there and actually
Buffalo.
Sampled that earlier this summer.
Isn't that also the wing place that you were talking about, Quimby?
Yeah.
No.
Or is that the place you guys are going on Saturday night?
We're not talking about that because our pep rally party at the world famous Not Going to Know is sold out. So you can. Hey, hey everybody.
Face.
This is the greatest theme park on the planet. And guess what? You can't come. What is that from, Hollis? I know you know.
South Park.
Attaboy.
Everything is from South Park or Family Guy or some.
The most real
Family
shows.
Guy for sure.
The most real shows out there.
Shut up.
Yes. All right. Yeah. Let, there it is. It didn't take long. All right. Let's go. Let's go down the row here. Rob, predictions for the game on Sunday.
I'm going to go with what Las Vegas thinks, and the Eagles are only 1.5 point underdog. They're going to win the game.
All right. Good. We're good with that.
Eagles 17-13.
Wow. Low scoring game. Gotcha. Chris Sackmaster.
Birds W. I'm with Rob. I was talking about that before the game with Dave.
All right.
Before the show.
I got Eagles 20-13. Yeah, 20-13.
Diaz.
I was going to say 20-14 Birds.
All right. And I'm going to say that I am not going to say a damn thing because every time I say something, I jinx it, and I'm not doing it this time around.
So that mean you're going to shut up, like, permanently?
I'm not going to ask to shut up Diaz like we have to on a regular basis, but... Everybody, we thank you again for coming out to another Green Legion radio show live at Chickies and Pete's South Philadelphia. We thank Rob for producing the show. We thank Dave Spadaro for being our Eagles insider.
Thank you.
Boston Scott for being here.
Yep.
We appreciate the baseball knowledge we get from one Chris Sackmaster. Do not forget about the new show coming up on Green Legion Radio, which you will find out about our Green Legion website, Green Legion Radio website, starting tomorrow. We have a Sunday Sixers segment.
Yeah.
With Diaz and Sack.
Sack and I brought it, broke it all down.
Awesome. Great show. Yeah. We had a lot of fun.
Hollis.
Yes.
Thomas, don't forget about the Get Tanked happy hour on Thursday. We're not doing a happy hour.
This Thursday.
Oh, it looks like you did because we were in the studio and there was about 30 packs worth of cans all over the studio.
Can me and Diaz say thank you to Rob for the 50 calls that he got from us between 11 and noon on Sunday.
Rob, that
was clutch, man. You did a great job helping us out.
Someone's got to make sure everything goes the right way.
Interesting.
And also from Shut Up Diaz. And do not forget the Rob B Show live every Thursday from 6 to 8:30.
Whenever I get in
from the suburbs.
Whenever he gets in.
Real quick, this Thursday, no show, because me and Rex will be at Exotica recording stuff for next week's show, which will be on Saturday. Oh,
cool. Just in case you want to know who the perbs are in the house, and that's not me.
They have an extra pass, too, by the way.
keep that quiet.
Everybody, one more time, live from Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia. We will see you next week. Go, Birds!
PTP!